Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Ambassador Fode Usman Hassan, as you being the National Secretary General of the APC, we just don't want to interview with you, but saw your way in able for end, you know, as the call line cuts. But I could go straight to the second issue. Now we find out, say, the APC party executive, that from the chairman and leader, deputy chairman, youth secretary general, and also the youth president, owned by Mahmoud, and other people there so far, where most of the executive members of the APC, when I meet with President Bio yesterday, and that we don't make a lot of supporters of APC then feel different way, because we send on the social media plenty not happy on that, because the reason that because of the too much intimidation with the SLPP they do against the APC, they cowardly and molest the APC party, they cowardly and intimidate with leader, where they do things they be say not necessary, the hardship of the country, and plenty of things they where you know we say for talk about. So now that we make plenty of people are not happy, the other people and say una no seek, you know, the people in the consultation. Even though press release be come out, say the executive of APC get for meet with President Bio. But like some of we waiting make we not talk anything, not pull any audio for tell people any reason. Now because of unable for no deep waiting at the secret waiting make when I meet with President Bio. But before everybody talks, I want to know say the tag man with the Falaba and also are there with political two face, we represent the consolidating the crisis. And as we then Falaba will be the follow up, the meeting so far we want to meet with President Bio. So plenty of people outside there, the one for Yeri or the one for no, waiting at the outcome of that meeting or waiting eager una for meet with President Bio.
Well, let me thank you very much for the for bringing to our attention the concerns raised by our own people. I think they are legitimate concerns, knowing the history of the SLPP and the way how they act. We have also got to be mindful of waiting with people that want and within the international community who then have the monitor the developments in Sierra Leone within their own wish. The international community will include the donor partners. They also include particularly with ECOWAS borders and at the sub-region. Here in Freetown we get Guinea, Ghana, Nigeria, the Gambia, then serve and Liberia. This last time we meet with all of them and raise concerns. The international community where they assist we then also get a state in Sierra Leone in peace process. Because then taxpayers and they pay money for see how they will bring development now with country. On the part of the ECOWAS brothers, we attend them meeting day, they also get concerned. If there is trouble in Sierra Leone, now they will be the first people that way it they affect in terms of the movement of people as refugees for good day, it will adversely affect their own they affect their own economies. So they are stakeholders. The president, they invite them in Ghana at the Kofi Annan Peace Center, where 16 heads of state then also aware of the problems that within Sierra Leone. The impression given is that na in no one peace, and that the vice president was sent by President Bio for let he paved the way for let the two presidents the meet, former President Nkrumah and President Bio. But now we all know agree, which is not correct. If that perception is sent to the international community, it is as if the President Nkrumah no want peace. When the approach was made properly by the vice president, the meeting for take place between the two on Monday way past. President Goma say, no. He come na net, he say, I no go hold any meeting with President Bio if I no inform the people there. And the immediate group we inform na the National Advisory Committee, we immediately convened a meeting on Tuesday. In that meeting, we come out with a statement where they refer to. For say, what is wrong in meeting President Bio for peace and national cohesion? There's nothing wrong. The appropriate approach has been made through the Vice President, through the advice of our ECOWAS brothers and sisters, through the international community, for saying that we engage in peace. If we refuse for good day, as some of we supporters in the say, it means we did throw the party in bad light. This is what we did not want. But we went there prepared to listen. And the two heads of state, the former head of state and the current head of state, they meet privately after the general meeting with we and their own people there. In the meeting, certain issues were raised. Other issues, not commonality of interest in the area of good governance, peace, national security, and national cohesion. The fact is, there are specific areas where we own presidents raise concerns about. And these center around post-election violence. Post-election violence starts immediately after President Bio was sworn in. And we visited him to report about the state of violence all over the country. He set up a committee we call cross-party committee. We include the APC, SLPP, and the two other parties in our parliament. We also include the security forces, the police and army, and ONS. We also get the Interreligious Council. We also be involved the Human Rights Commission. We went on a tour of all the volatile areas, the areas where cyber violence will take place. Jama, Sewafe, Konom, Kenema, Makini, even Maburuka, who said and shoot one teenager by a military officer immediately after President Bio was declared president. We get all them problems there. We have problems of killing in Budapest, killing in Mile 91, killing in my in Wilberforce and Lumley. We also have harassment, the harassment of the chair lady of Lumley, who eventually died. These are issues we raise. But we also say police don't take any action relating to we own problems there. These are issues we don't put in the social media, we are all aware of. But now we put them directly to President Bio, because as Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, 9 days in charge of the police, 9 days in charge of the judiciary, matters are brought to the police. The police very selective in the dispensation of arrest, in the dispensation of detention. Something happened at 110, nobody from the other side did not arrest. Now we own people that no more, they arrest 23 of them. Like yesterday, I think we own people that are CID, but let themselves go make report against these chair ladies. They're not being get chance to make report because they were in detention. Now when they don't release them, now we step in seat with the lawyer there, we'll let them go to CID and make report. And ONS in their report say now two sides them fed and that now one side they arrest, which is wrong. So what are they say? We na the party need for bring them here to light. But we want to come out with a statement. The government say, let us jointly make what we call a press release, a communique, sorry. And say the communique for be by both government and the APC. we did for fine-tune a communique that will reflect the content of what happened between the two presidents. We also want to take into consideration democratic institutions and where they perform their jobs in a way with a performance. We get next, we get ACC, we get the police, we get the PPRC, and the judiciary. These are institutions that we could do the right thing, the needful thing, but they appear not to be performing their functions because they take sides and decide whether they take that side of government. So if people say, let we sit down, the people that way, the man way, commander in chief of the armed forces, fountain of justice, if we make sure say all the institutions that work properly by not interfering but allowing them and reining in which I see things are going wrong. The head of state, now you know the head of the executive. Parliament get their own role. The judiciary get their own role. The concept of separation of powers, each one gets the role where they play. But the possible way for the on top of all, the executive, that are the head, when I president, he, as head of parliament, no law no will become law, no bill no will become law if president or signer. So he gets something for do with parliament. Secondly, the judiciary, now in the function of honor and justice, he can pardon anybody because he gets the power of prerogative of mercy. He also gets the power for the Jew. Hello?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. We get you, sir. We get you. Yeah, go on, sir. Go on.
He gets the power for reduce the sentence where they put by anybody in a court. He also gets the power for pardon people. So, he now get the power there. We get difficulties with the judiciary who don't care. They see cases they wait and not listen to at all. They don't listen. But when SLPP case go, they listen to us. 20 SLPP petition cases were listened to. 32 of we own, they not listen to us. This is not the judiciary. As the head of state, you know, with the old independent, the judiciary independent, I know go put hands. He should. Because if the katakata come, it is going to affect him. It is going to affect the entire nation. We also believe, say, the economy of this country, if it's fodder, if it's humbug, not so expensive to know what they suffer. APC, they suffer. NDC, they suffer. If OC, they suffer, the people of Sierra Leone, they will suffer. Therefore, we are prepared to work with him if he's ready for work with the party, if he's ready for work with the former head of state. But for let them come, one of the things that we believe they then do, now for try to criminalize the APC people there. In the process, intimidation takes place. In the process, harassment and even deprivation. People's houses are being haunted. The ministers are not allowed to travel. We bring all that to the attention of the president. What can the ministers then do? If you now find the court then they, but for let make a blanket ban, they're not supposed for worker. That's not the human rights to the abuse. We don't bring all them here. But the communique will reflect it. And the communique will be signed today. So what are they tell people there? We not go inside state house for fun. We are there this time for ensure say there is sustainable peace. The people are waiting outside where they say, oh, they don't go sell we. Who do we sell and for what price? We not go sell the people of this country. We stand as an opposition for do what is right. And what is right is to oppose the government if they do the wrong thing. And we have been doing that. That brings me to parliament. We also believe that parliament does not interfere with their work. By bringing in somebody for be speaker, we, according to law, not to in. the standing orders of parliament are not being observed. So if you get that nice kind of situation, these grey areas we believe they will address. So you cannot address them by saying that will depend on the international community. The international community then get interest in Sierra Leone, like I say. But that interest we then get, they not forget are more than we. They also get their own specific hidden agenda we will not know. What you will do as Sierra Leoneans, we will learn for address and challenge and face the problems of Sierra Leone in the Sierra Leonean way, rather than some people say, what did the international community don't do now? They will do nothing. They will only do something when they see say dead body don't lay down. That is where they will come and then get jobs. Some of them will get 30,000 for days for just coming to this troubled area called Sierra Leone. The money will come to we wait and don't say and don't send billions for sales for bring Greece and Sierra Leone. 17,000 troops in Sanaya will maintain peace. Whose benefit will it bring to it? Nothing. So we are saying, if confrontive view will bring peace, we are going to do that face to face. This is the first time the party is meeting him. And it is a process, not an event. That is why we insist, well, let them set up a committee where they address the concerns and we will raise. They know they will solve the problem we will raise today in a communique. But it is an ongoing process, and we believe they would not make a significant step. The first step we will take President Obama meeting President Bio.
Yes, sir. We're so happy for that, as a lot of people don't get now the reality of the meeting with President Bio. And for round up everything, I get here political two-faced, just in case as we did Falaba, the tagman group for structure the ground and for make sure so win the seats. And I there we two-faced, we're in back now active media somebody that especially the social media where they fight for the party. In back get one or two things for
well, some. I never go by one meeting, you know. We get NDC. Yeah.
Okay, no, you talk around just 1 or 2 minutes. Yeah.
Good talk.
Good.
All right, good talking to you, Honorable.
Nice, so I don't get long time.
Just all right, good talking to you, Ambassador. And plenty people don't get this view, and some of we self way be there, now Falaba will be get the room or there to people that will not be glad. So man glad you wanna go, but this don't clear to the people and we don't understand. And we see the kind of people that want to go to State House, we self happy. The one way represent the parliamentarian, the way they remove, we na Timbo, we na the president for the removal parliamentarian, and the president for the APC Gilman, the way na Kamokaba, we see them, they say all be dead. So we understand, say, some of them things they are not going to happen again. If he might have you accept all them things that we una submit to that. And maybe see this meeting is very important than the Bintumani tree, where they spend a lot of money per. And this, they not spend plenty money there, but it's very fruitful. I would careful tell the people that they understand as it is now. We don't get this understanding from you, the Secretary General. We tell you plenty, plenty. Thank you, sir.
Well, that is it. The communique that you have mentioned, what you would call the Bintumani tree. Now, say we historically were not part of Bintumani tree, so do let us not put on the communique. Because we don't know what Bintumani tree. This one we will start yesterday, now we know as any one. So then they don't remove us from the communique. Say the communique is not done for it. But this morning we don't have. We will send out for let the people and see what happens and waiting at way forward.
Okay. Thank you so much. As you say, you get meeting with some international committee, not so.
Yeah, today. Yeah.
Okay, today. Okay.
Then we. This 9:30. Now we go.
Okay. Well, we will get onto you back for get the outcome of it, and also we will get onto you for telling more about this constituency 040 issue where they go on as more we get for the election day. So thank you very much, sir.
Yes, we don't send them next. The two. And what we believe say confusion day. Then tell me say that the redistricting of Falaba from Kabbalah, Kwanadugo district, nine cause the movement of that means four centers. when the UAE stopped covering, we don't even access all the other centers but two. And then today, they don't give me them. We they go to our neck this morning, we'll make sure say we get the print so that we will get the centers, all the centers in Falaba. In fact, personal assistant today na Kabbalah, they go Falaba, unless they go complete the training of polling agents. And I don't instruct them, we will secure the accreditation for the polling agents and car agents and the polling center coordinators. We don't agree with you.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. Hello.
Yes,
I am.
Go ahead.
Yeah, good talking to you. We will get on to you back, sir. Thank you very much for giving you time.
Welcome.
Yes, I am. Thank you. That's now the National Secretary General of the APC, winner, Dr. Ambassador Fode Usmanyansane. As we don't do interview with her, please, the two audios and long, but take your time for let you listen and make sure you share her. This particular interview, they come up from the Tagmen Group as maybe the CEO and Adena with my comrade thing as we come back on proper campaign for winning constituency 040. And I will say thanks to Political Two Face, we can represent the consolidating the crisis, and also there with the political warrior, when the organized sector of Tagmen, and also the youth president, Ibrahim Sori. And are there with the comrades, like the ambassador, the cameraman, when Abba, and are there with Aruna and other ladies, them for make sure see we get this particular election where they happen tomorrow, Saturday. We get for car with more updates on her. And if you want for the part of the Tagmen group, because Tagmen are group we stand for promoting PC activities, and we know they're against anybody, but you already go against the party, they're against you. Join we on 076 30 15 84. On our all, thank you.